up to California. From Mexico you come to the Sacramento Valley to toil in the sun.
The anthem from Daniel Valdez, the album Mestizo, that's Brown Eyed Children of the Sun. As we approach, Cesar Chavez Day back on March 31st, but we're now looking at the upcoming 15th annual Cesar E. Chavez Day March. The theme this year, honoring women in the struggle. On the line with us from the Cesar Chavez Peace and Justice Committee, Ramon Del Castillo, professor at MSU Denver. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Steve. It's nice to be on this morning. How are you doing?
Oh, good, good. Great to have you with us here. 15 years of celebrating Cesar Chavez with a mass and a march to Cesar Chavez Park. How do you keep things going? How do you keep this movement alive for the long term for young folks who might forget? Who was that Cesar Chavez fellow again?
Well, Cesar Chavez, you know, was a nonviolent activist leader who founded the United Farm Workers and struggled for over 40 years of his life to promote equity for farm workers in the fields. And he also worked along with one of the women, that was Dolores Huerta. The two of them have managed to keep this movement alive. The way we do it here is we keep people motivated throughout the year, and we try to get into the schools to educate youth about the work that Cesar Chavez has done. The theme that we practice all the time is the idea that we have the right to choose our own heroes, and we certainly believe that Cesar Chavez is one of those heroes.
Hmm. Cesar Chavez is getting some, I guess, some popular awareness. The movie a couple of years ago with Michael Pena, a documentary now about his last fast that was newsworthy and noteworthy.
Right.
Well, now, here we are. We've got the details on the event we'll pass along. But part of the annual celebration is honoring women in the struggle, the theme for this 15th anniversary march. Now, you've got four awardees this year, leadership award recipients, including your female adult awardee, Nancy Hernandez. Who is she?
Well, Nancy Hernandez, like all of the other award winners throughout the years, is an activist, upcoming leader, been a leader, just growing and by leaps and bounds as a leader. She's a woman who gives a lot of her time in school districts, working with the youth to keep them in school, helping them make sure that they graduate and then they pursue higher education. There's a tremendous move in this state to keep Latino children in schools because of the high dropout rates. Nancy is one of those promoters of equity, one of the promoters of social justice and activism inside of school districts at a time kind of shy away from that.
Professor Ramon Del Castillo at MSU Denver, who is also involved with the Cesar Chavez Peace and Justice Committee. Anciana awardee, Dr. Priscilla Falcone. Who is she?
Priscilla Falcone, my goodness, she's a long-time activist, over 40 years of her life. It's a new award that we created this year for the elders who pass on the wisdom. Dr. Falcone is currently the chair of the Mexican-American Studies Program at the University of Northern Colorado and was recently involved in making sure that they didn't close it down. There was a big move there by the administration, the Board of Trustees, to close that program. She organized the community and made sure that that program is going to stay alive. But she's been around forever, an author, a political scientist, a woman who's given all of her life to the movement.
The other awardees, Jesse Ramirez and Brother Jeff's Cultural Center, right down the street here on Welton. So if you look up Cesar Chavez Denver on Facebook, it'll take you right to it. Information on the Mass, Saturday at 9 at St. John Francis Chapel at Regis University. And then the march at 10:30 to Cesar Chavez Park on North Tennyson. And food and music, of course, a great celebration, an annual celebration. Thank you to Dr. Ramon Del Castillo for joining us this morning on First Take.